talking about Valentine's today, obviously. We can't just pull off Valentine's. I did kind of mentally. So I came in and was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to do what we call relating to the audience.
Yeah. Would it kill ya? You know?
What, to relate to the audience?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess from time to time we can pull that off. Fine. But as Jerry Ann and I got into kind of an argument over whether Valentine's Day would exist if all guys treated their women like princesses all the time. Right?
Yeah.
Just, if you're always... You have to have some kind of gift-giving all the time? You can just kiss and stuff and that's good enough?
Write letters saying how much you love them and stuff.
Write letters?
Yeah. Or email. Oh, no. Putting forth effort.
Email. Okay, that's a little bit easier. Bad handwriting.
Yeah, I have to agree with Jerry Ann.
Really?
Really. I've been married 11 years. Like, every couple weeks, my husband gets me a card just to say he loves me. And, you know, Valentine's Day, we get each other cards, and that's about it.
But, yeah, so you still do stuff for Valentine's Day.
A card. But
that's
he gets
nothing.
Me cards every couple weeks anyway.
But he still has to remember Valentine's, right?
Because it's a holiday. I get him St. Patrick's Day cards. I get him Easter cards. I get him, you know, any odd little holiday.
Yeah. I don't know. See, I think if he stopped doing Valentine's stuff for you, you'd be annoyed.
If he forgot to give you a card on Valentine's Day, would you be upset?
No.
Exactly.
We forgot this year, actually. We both forgot. We didn't get cards.
Killing my argument here.
I'm winning.
All right, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
You have never been more right.
Thank you. Finally, we get a dude on the line.
Mm. Yeah. If I was to just come home being all lovey-dovey every day, my wife would think I was on crack or something or out banging a bunch of prostitutes.
God.
Yeah, that bad.
But
not like she's going to come out of the bathroom wearing Victoria's Secret every day of the year. You know what I mean? It's one time a year.
Yeah? That's a good way to put it. But here's the thing. Once you got past the initial shock, right, of you being nice to her all the time, would you be able to get away with blowing off Valentine's Day?
No chance in hell.
Yeah.
I think you would.
No?
If you found the right girl, you totally...
Jerry Ann, you're on crack.
Not lately.
Not lately. Since she came on in the morning show, she hasn't had as much time hanging out with Whitney, I guess, but I don't know. I think she's an independent crack user. I don't know.
Crack is whack. Isn't that what it was?
And that was it.
Yay.
God rest her soul. I know she's still alive, but... Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah, later.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Would women still demand Valentine's Day if guys treated them better all the time? Go ahead.
My wife, I'm fortunate that me and my wife both agree that Valentine's Day is a Hallmark holiday. It serves no purpose other than make money for Hallmark. If you really love someone, you do it every day of the year, not just that one day.
So you guys can blow off Valentine's Day?
We are today. We do it every year.
Congratulations, man. You found the one.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.